Bonnie Zing, and this is the podcast on the novel Lord of the Flies by William Golding. According to the article, When Was Lord of the Flies Published on Study.com, Lord of the Flies was written in the 1950s and published in 1954, inspired by Golding's own original life experiences. For example, Golding fought in the British Royal Navy during World War II and personally witnessed all forms of evil humans are capable of. Both his wartime experiences and aftermath of an overall global crisis of conflict immensely impacted the storyline of Lord of the Flies. Multiple historical catastrophes such as the Holocaust and Nazi Germany impacted Golding's outlook on the world. He was thinking about the evils in human nature being simply ingrained, how at the end of the day, rationalism isn't important and society isn't capable of overriding the natural tendency to do wrong. According to the article Human Nature and Philosophy in Lord of the Flies by William Golding on Bartleby.com, throughout the novel, Golding outlines the theme by presenting an overall question about human nature and evil. Is man inherently evil, or is man good but inevitably becomes evil due to the environment around him? Well, in many ways, Golding's novel focuses on man's illness, how people are already defective to begin with and must learn how to do good in the world. Evil is instinctual. Therefore, the message or theme to take away from Lord of the Flies is that mankind is naturally evil, but should learn the methods towards a humanitarian lifestyle. A good example is when Simon imagines the beast being an actual human, as he states, at once heroic and sick. One of the most important passages from the book Lord of the Flies is in chapter 4 as it reads, "His mind was crowded with memories, memories of the knowledge that had come to them when they closed in on the struggling pig, knowledge that they had outwitted a living thing, imposed their will upon it, taken away its life like a long, satisfying drink." With the help of SparkNotes.com, I figured out that this passage depicts Jack's thought process in the killing of an innocent creature, that being his first pig. Jack's exhilarating excitement of the killing comes from a rather feral or savage instinct, not from helping the group in finding food in order to survive. His entire being is succumbed in elation from the hunt, unable to think of anything else because his mind is crowded with memories from his cruel acts. Therefore, Golding connects Jack's excitement with feelings of power and dominance, which stems from the pig's struggles and frightfulness to its torture and eventual death. Analyzing this novel through a psychological critical lens, the first question is, why do certain characters act the way they do? First, I'll discuss Ralph. He is the leader of the group and protagonist of the book, and he attempts to coordinate and organize himself and the boys on the island, basically building a miniature civilization. Throughout the novel, I've found that Ralph sets himself apart from the rest. He follows human beings' civilizing instinct, as opposed to the savage instinct. For example, Ralph sets certain standards and rules in order to create a manageable and comfortable society, from creating rules regarding prioritizing the signal fire, building huts, etc. Therefore, Ralph stands for civilization, democracy, and order. In embodying these characteristics, he brings a sense of home to the group in trying to make their life as similar to a normal society as possible, setting aside the savage acts and working to create fairness and equality for all. Next is Jack. Jack is the leader of the hunters and protagonist of the book and longs for total power, becoming increasingly wild, barbaric, and cruel as the novel persists. I found that Jack is the complete opposite of Ralph. He is the human embodiment of the instinct of savagery, power, and violence for nearly everything. For example, Jack becomes obsessed with the act of hunting and devotes himself to the task by painting his face as a barbarian and submitting himself to such grimness. Therefore, in embodying these characteristics, he brings a sense of evil to the group, as he was so easily dehumanized compared to the others. He must act this way due to the lack of mental strength, since he gives in to savagery instead of sustaining his ability to remain civilized while on the island. Second question is, think of what is a general viewpoint on life for children, youth, young adults, middle-aged, or elderly people. Do the characters follow the patterns associated with these groups? Considering how each of these age groups act in general society, the young adult category fits best with the boys in Lord of the Flies. Because when you're a teen, you're starting to figure out what pathway in life you want to take. There's good, and then there's bad. Either way, there will be many mistakes along the way. In the book, it's debatable to say whether or not their savage acts are simply primal, like a survival of the fittest type of thing in order to stay alive, or if some were never necessary to the extremity it was taken to. This represents the quote, bad pathway. However, a few characters did act in a mannerly fashion and tried to create a stable civilization of rules and regulations with both empathy and fairness present. This represents the quote, good pathway. Therefore, the boys exemplify many characteristics of an average teenager to some degree. Third question is, what did you think of any moral/ethical choices that the characters made? What would you have done? Considering the moral and immoral acts presented by the boys throughout the novel, I'd say I agree with some of the things they did and disagree with others. To put it into perspective, both Ralph and Jack violate moral codes of conduct. Ralph shows sorrow and tries to better himself, while Jack continues unbothered by his immoral ways. For example, a situation where Ralph was in the wrong dates back to the first chapter when he made fun of Piggy's nickname. He violates Piggy's trust and berates him while telling the others. However, when he noticed that Piggy's feelings were hurt, he felt bad and apologized without harming him further. Whereas Jack went as far as to control the boys by using their fear of the beast to control their behavior. With this information being said, I agree with Ralph's moral ethics and most likely would have acted very similarly. But I do not agree with Jack's. Yes, Ralph did take part in a few wrongdoings, but keep in mind that these boys are stranded on a deserted island, so things may not always run over smoothly and tensions will be high. The Lore of the Flies by William Golding is one of the most popular classic books, and for good reason. The exploration of human nature depicts what people are truly capable of, from moral to immoral acts, making this book nothing less than captivating and mind-bending. The book has great characters, powerful symbolism, and a nail-biting storyline, making you sit at the edge of your seat for what's next to happen. The characters make you rethink everything you thought you already knew about humanity due to their richly developed characteristics, as each of them symbolize something greater than themselves. It's as though behind each character is a deeper meaning of life, so it's easy to say that Golding effectively worked our minds and made us read between the lines. Therefore, this novel is definitely worth the time and money for anyone and everyone to read the book at least once in your life. It will change your overall perspective on the sides to people, human nature, and good versus evil. I am Bonnie Zing, and this is the podcast on the novel Lore of the Flies by William Golding. Thank you. Also, the song that connects my book is called Black Mold by Bones. Thank you.